What do you think about instruction manuals? How many of you like them and use them? How many of you hate them and refuse to, yeah? I thought this would be a good one. If you see, it's an IKEA instruction manual. If you've never tried to use one of those, you haven't lived. It's always a challenge. The truth is, some of us do use instruction manuals. We jump into them right away. We see them in the box, and it's the first thing we open. But there is a lot of us who the first thing we do is throw them aside. And we're going to figure it out on our own. Worst case, when we absolutely cannot get it to work, we'll finally, where's that blasted instruction manual? And we dig it out, and we open it up. Sometimes we dig it out of the garbage. And we try and figure out what's not working. What if life had an instruction manual? Would you use it? Well, in a sense, it does. The real question isn't, is there an instruction manual for life? The question is, are you using it? We start today a new 3-week sermon series, Life with God Works. And in this series, we're going to look at 3 basic passages that Jesus gave, all 3 of them, about life and how to make life work, that instruction manual. And there are 3 basic, none of them are going to be new passages to most of you, but they're good reminders, reminders of what's really important for life to work. And maybe for some of us, they're going to be a new challenge for the first time. And for some of us, they're going to be just a good reminder, a checkup. Am I really following that instruction manual that God has provided? In a sense, one of the reasons Jesus came was to give us an instruction manual for life. We just had communion, and we often make our central focus with Jesus, his death on the cross for us. And that's rightfully so. But in the midst of focusing on Jesus' death for us, we should never forget that the 4 Gospels are full, they are packed with practical teachings from Jesus on how to live life. Oftentimes he'll say, now you've been taught this, but I tell you this is what works. And he'll give instructions for how to make our lives work. One of the single greatest collections of Jesus' teaching is found in 3 chapters we call the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And in those 3 chapters, Jesus packs a lot of his practical teaching about life and how to make life work. Well, it's interesting, and what we're going to focus on today is the closing challenge he gives. He's been talking for 3 chapters. And at the very end of that, this is how he sort of ties it all together. And we're going to look at that closing challenge today. It's in Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. Maybe a fitting passage on a day when our nation is watching a hurricane. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. As Jesus lays out for there are really 2 ways we can choose to build our lives. And it is our choice. By how we live, what we do, the choices we make, we choose how we will build our lives. Now, the interesting thing is both ways of building our lives can look impressive until a storm comes. The test isn't how they appear. We can have a nice-looking life. We can have the nicest life on the block, and people can say, wow, look at that. But we've all seen that sometimes when the test comes, life storms, that house that we thought was so beautiful, that life, that family that we thought was so beautiful, we're shocked to see how it crashes. Because the real test of life isn't appearances, isn't what people think. The real test of life is when the storms come, when that hurricane bears down on us. In both houses, the rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house. And that's exactly what we're watching today on the news with Hurricane Irma. The truth is, life is going to test us. And there's a misconception that is popular in some Christian circles today that if I live in a correct way, if I have enough faith, then I'll somehow bypass all those bad things. They won't happen to me. That's a mistake. That's not what Scripture says. What Scripture warns us about, and exactly in this passage, what Jesus tells us about, is that every life is going to have to face storms, big storms. And we don't always know when they're going to come. They may come for some health reason. They may come from some world issue, a hurricane or some economic crisis or political crisis. They may come from decisions we make, things we do or we don't do. Those storms may come in a doctor's office when a prognosis is given. There's all kinds of ways storms will come into our lives, and they will shake our lives. And that is the test. That is the test of how we've built our lives. And the warning that Jesus gives is, in a sense, don't wait for the storm. Because when the storm comes, it's too late to rebuild your life. We have to build wisely now before the storms come, so we're ready when the storms hit. When these disasters hit, how often do we hear people say, well, if I'd only known? Now we're seeing people on the west coast of Florida say, well, I thought I was going to the east coast. And they're scrambling. Well, Jesus, in a sense, is saying, I'm warning you, it's coming. Don't wait to prepare your life, because storms will come into your life. And they will challenge your life. There's a way to prepare for those storms, and there's a way you won't be ready. Let's first look at that life that doesn't work. He puts that at the end of this passage. He first begins with how the life should work. But in the life that doesn't work, the life was built on sand. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. If we hear Jesus' teachings but we ignore them, if we don't listen to that practical instruction manual that he gives us about how to live life, if we're far from God, if we don't know God personally because of what Jesus has done for us, if that God is not our God, if we're following everybody else in what's popular today and how to spend our time and what to focus on and what's important, if we ignore the things that Jesus has said and do all those other things that everybody else is doing, we need to face the reality we're building our lives on sand, and sand is not solid. One of the things I love to do at the beach is go stand in 3 or 4 inches of water when the waves are coming. Because if you just stand there, the waves, they just wash that sand right out from under your feet. And pretty soon you'll fall over if you don't move your feet. Well, that's just like our lives. If we're not building them on the wisdom of Jesus, when those crises come, it's devastating. One of the most obvious crises I get to see a lot is death and funerals. And I wish I could capture for you in a few words the difference between two people, two families, one of whom has built their life on the rock. And I hope you've experienced, like I have, some funerals that are literally celebrations. And yeah, there's some tears, but way more than the tears, there are the songs and the prayers and the celebration of life and hope and a future. The storm has hit. Somebody has died, but it's not the end. Because that life was built on the rock. But one of the saddest funerals to be at is where that life, that family, is built on sand. And that death has devastated them. They don't know what to do. They have had a train wreck that they didn't see coming. And that death is devastating to them. The problem is Jesus is saying, I'm telling you, the train is coming. You choose. How will you be ready? Will you build on the rock or on the sand? Because if you build on the sand, when the train comes, when the storm comes, your life will crumble around you. The truth is, when that happens, we want to blame somebody else, don't we? But the reality is, we didn't heed the warning. We didn't build on the rock. Well, Jesus compares that with the first life. And that's in verses 4 and 5, 24 and 25. Life that works. And everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like the wise man who built on the rock. Life based on Jesus' instructions. Not just knowing Jesus is my Savior. And I think that's the challenge I want to give us today. We should meet every week and have communion and focus on the cross and what Jesus did for us. He called us out of the grave, as that new song said. We're alive again. But he called us out of that grave to a new life. Lived with his instructions, his directions, and that's part of how we experience all that that new life can be. Not just by coming out of the grave, but by listening to Jesus' teachings and truly following him. He has so much to offer us in how we live our lives, our priorities, how we use our time, how we use our abilities and our resources, what we do with our lives. Jesus speaks into that. How we handle circumstances, good and bad, friends and enemies, good times and bad times. Jesus speaks into that. And how do we respond? What do we do with that? He gives us instructions. He speaks into our relationships, whether that's a marriage relationship, a family relationship, people we live beside as our neighbors, people we work with, and strangers we don't even know, even people who are mean to us. Jesus speaks into all of those and says, here's how you handle that. Here's how you respond. He's given us those directions. The question is, do we listen to that? Because that is what builds our lives on the rock. Please note the critical difference in this story between the two lives is not whether they heard Jesus. It's whether they heard Jesus and listened and put it into practice. They actually did what Jesus called them to do. What Jesus is saying in this passage is, I've taught you now for three chapters. He didn't say three chapters. What he did say is, I've given you this Sermon on the Mount, and we've sat on this hillside all day. I've been teaching you. But the real test is not whether you sat on this hillside and listened to me. The real test is, will you now leave and follow my instructions? Take my teaching seriously. It will help you. It will work. Life works with God if you'll listen to what I've said to you and put it into practice. The question I want to leave with you today is, how are you doing? I'm glad you're in church, but I realize that we may be sitting here saying, I did my job, I'm in church today. For some of you, you're the ones, you know, I thought the roof was going to fall in, but it didn't. I'm in church today. But it's not enough to say, I'm in church today. It's not enough to sit on the hill and listen to Jesus. He would still question us, are you going to listen to what I've tried to tell you? Are you going to follow my advice, my instructions, my directions? I want to close with a passage from James, someone who had lived decades for Christ. And one of the lessons he had learned about living for Jesus was this very lesson. He summarizes that teaching of the wise and foolish builders in one verse in James 1:22. He says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. It's easy to deceive ourselves, isn't it? I read my Bible today. I came to church today. I looked at that verse on the calendar. And those are good things. I don't want to in any way disparage reading the word. But please hear this call of Jesus. If we think that's it, we deceive ourselves. The real challenge is that we take it and we let it live in our lives today. As we're at work, as we're dealing with a neighbor, as we're dealing with our family, whatever the situation, we pause and we think, oh, this is what Jesus was talking about. This is what it looks like to turn the other cheek? Whoa. Okay, Jesus, I'm going to trust you. This isn't what I want to do. I want to smack that so-and-so. But, okay, I'll trust you. I'll do what you said. I'll walk away. I'll turn the other cheek. And what I want to promise you is that if you'll do that, if you'll follow Jesus' instruction manual, you'll find out, you know, it actually did work better. I'm glad I did. I'm in a better place now, a better situation, because I didn't do what I wanted to do. I did what Jesus said I should do. And oh my gosh, it actually works. It will. It will actually work. Build your life on the rock, not the sand. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for coming to earth. Thank you for dying on the cross for us, that we can come out of the grave. But thank you also that you left instructions for how to live when we come out of the grave. And that we're not left to just figure it out on our own. Help us see the importance of not just listening to you, but doing what you say, following your instructions. And I praise you that your instructions work. Even when they're not what we want, even when they don't make sense to us, your instructions work. Thank you. Strengthen us to actually follow what you've said. Pray this in your name. Amen.